Welcome everyone, this is Jim Fry, Dove for the Dream. Just another quick update, something a little bit different, but I think still a good thought. I was reading Psychology Today. I don't do it all the time, but I have a finance degree and about 3 credits away from a psychology degree too. But anyhow, every once in a while I pick that up. There's some great articles sometimes. He said, Jim, you know what? I'm tuning in this thing. This is Dough for the Dream, right? This is about financing, right? Yes, it is. But in the world of finance, in the world of business, especially those of you starting up, especially those of you facing some challenges, some hurdles, maybe a new application, you know, in any instance, you got to have a good attitude, you got to have some thoughts, you got to have some persistence and consistency, you got to have some drive, motivation. So certainly the financial strategies and the sources and all that stuff, that's important, but you got to have that very thing. In this month's Psychology Today, there's an article written by Rebecca Weber, and this is published May 1st, 2010, and it's called Make Your Own Luck. And I won't go into the whole article here. I would defer you to the May 2010 Psychology Today edition. There's some really good stuff about making your own luck, and it's, you know, it's not pie in the sky stuff, it's not rose-colored glasses, it's not even the secret that you hear out there, you know, it's not just thinking that everything's good and waiting for it to come, but it's kind of some things like you see serendipity everywhere, you know, you see luck everywhere, you look for what works, you look for luck in your life, in other people's lives, you look for lucky things. One thing I found that was interesting, the article talks about a few different things. One was like 5 principles for making the most of life's twists and turns. And I thought that was helpful. But one of the things that they cited in the article was a study that was done. They took a couple people that were thought that they were unlucky, that considered themselves to be unlucky, and they took people that were lucky. And what they did is they had them park in a parking lot and walk into a certain deli. And what they did is a couple different things happened, but one of the examples was that they would put a quarter or a couple quarters or something, some money, in the parking lot right in the line. So when they parked, they would have to like walk right past it, right over that money. And it was interesting. The people that thought that they were lucky, they always saw it and they always picked it up. And they usually went in there and mentioned it to someone. Say, hey, guess what? I found this quarter or whatever it was. And they were kind of happy about it. And they spread the good news. Not everyone, but many of the people that thought that they were unlucky didn't even see it. Like, for instance, there was one lady walked right over the quarter. She said she never saw it. Of course, she never mentioned it to anyone. So, you know, maybe we do create our own luck in some ways. Certainly there's some things out there, maybe it's luck, maybe it's nature, maybe it's the force, who knows. But, you know, you got to create your own luck out there, that's for sure. You got to make things happen, and when things are happening, whether they're in your control or out of your control, you got to look for, how is that lucky for you, you know. I wish I could remember, there's a Chinese proverb that talks about a little boy in the village, and, you know, different things happen to the little boy. He breaks his leg, and then he gets a ride on a horse or a donkey, and I really got to find that story for you. But, you know, the whole theme of the story is he lucky or isn't lucky, you know. Maybe he breaks his leg, and that's unlucky, but then again, he doesn't go off to war and fight in battle, so that is lucky. And, you know, then something good happens to him, or seemingly good, but then in the long run, is that really good? You know, we've seen that in our own lives, you know. Maybe we lost a job, or we applied for a new job and we didn't get it, and maybe we're really sad, and something else better came out of it. Or maybe we were in a relationship, especially as a younger person, and that broke up, and boy, it was really tough. And but something better came along. You know, it's you know, it's how you look at it. You know, if you consider, well, hey, that was a good relationship. It's over. I'm lucky to have it. I'm lucky to be free now, and I'm going to make the best of it. You know, there's a thousand ways to look at it, so you choose. One thing I'll leave you with this brief thing is, again, check out this edition. There's some other good articles in there, too. And then I'd suggest a book by Richard Wiseman, just like it sounds, wise man, Richard Wiseman. The book is called The Luck Factor. I'll say it, The Luck Factor. I invite you to go out and find that, and maybe you can get some interesting things out of it. It cites some stories, some anecdotes, and some actual stats about it. So, good luck, and wishing you the best of luck, as always. Thank you.